I'd like to move on to discuss at length the idea of Rachel and Leah and why Yaakov Avinu was desperate for Rachel and didn't want Leah. So Rashi says in the Pasuk, Leine Leah Rakos, you all know the Rashi, the Pasuk and the Rashi, that Rachel was crying a lot. She says, Svura Lase Lala is Begorola Shal Esav. Leah thought that she's destined to marry Esav and she cried. Why? Because everybody made a simple calculation. Two sons to Rivka, two daughters to Lavan, the older to the older and the younger to the younger. Is that how your parents are going to find you a match? You're the older one, so you'll go to this one's older one. You're the young one, you'll go to this. What is this, a puzzle? Is this a jigsaw puzzle? What's the oimik of it? There's obviously much more to it. If Leah was destined to marry Esav, it means that Me'ika Hadin, Leah was supposed to marry Esav. It's not some ages, bring out your passports, which ages match to get married together. And then this is Meforish Medrash Tanchuma. Leah Lehoisa Ru'uya Lenosa Yelel Esav. That's it. Leah was Ru'uya to marry Esav. She was destined Min HaShemayim to marry Esav. So what's the pshat in it? And then she has children. Leah's the first one to have children. Rachel doesn't have children. Now we also have to understand, why was it that Rachel was an Akora for so long and Leah wasn't? And also, Leah has a Reuven, Shimon, a Levi. And then when she has Yehuda, the pasuk says, "Vatar oy vatelet bein vatoyme hapam." This time, oy de'esh Hashem. This time, I really have to thank you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein Karshma Yehuda. That's why he was called Yehuda. And then Matam and Miletus, then she stopped having children. Even though, you know, later she had another two, that was only as a result of the whole story of Reuven, was Bilbil the bet. But really, Tam and Miletus by Yehuda. So the obvious question is, what do you mean, Hapam Oida Hashem? Somebody has a child, wait, first, second, third, fourth child, wow, this time HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I thank you. What's she talking about? So again, we know Chazal say, because she saw that this time she's had her amounts, because she knew that the Bila and Zilpa will have two, so therefore that leaves her and Rachel to have four, so she's had her. But what does it mean? Hapam Oida Hashem might be an additional reason to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, but one always has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why was it Taka that the mashma that is a bechina of a tam with miledes? She really stopped giving children. She stopped giving birth, and Yisachon Zvulun seemed to come as a result, the mikre, out of something else that happened. So what's this meaning? Why was it by Yehuda that the hapam oida, and that's it? She's happy kid with what she has. But the oimik in understanding this whole parasha of Yaakov and Esav and Rachel and Leah, it has to go all the way back to the beginning of the Bria. And Rashi brings down in Bereshis, on the Pasuk, Bereshis Bara in the Pasuk, or Bereshis Bara Lekim, says Rashi, V'loinema Bara Hashem, doesn't say Yudke Vovke, Yudke Vovke is Midas HaRachmim. You all know the famous Rashi, Shebetchila Ola B'machshava Levroisa B'midas HaDin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Betchila Ola B'machshava. The Machshava was that the world should be created B'midas HaDin. V'ro She'ena Ola Miskayim, can't exist, can't survive. Higdei midas harachmim is shot for the midas adin. So first is midas adin, and then came midas harachmim as a shutaf to keep the world afloat, to keep the world that the world should survive. And that's why till Sheini there's only Elikim. After Sheini begins, every time it says Elikim, it says Elikim together with Hashem. Every till the story of the Nochash will come too soon. After Sheni begins, Ela told us Hashemayim Boris Bihibaron, but Yom HaSayis Hashem Elikim, always Midas HaRachmim together with Midas HaDin. What's the Oymek of it? The Oymek of it is the following. You all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be this Galus of Kvod Malchus Shemayim. The Tikkun is going to be Lesakein Oilom B'Malchus Shakai. V'Kablu Chulom is all Malchusecha. Hashem created the world to be Megala Malchus Shemayim in the world. And Malchus always goes together with Din. If there's no Din, then there's no Melech. As the Pasuk says in Mishli, Melech b'mishpot yamid oretz. And therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be Megala Malchus Shemayim, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas HaDin. But we're going to see soon, it can't survive, and therefore there has to be Midas HaRachmim as well. But nevertheless, We the Maral says, and Svasema says, Maral says in Guaria on this Rashi, that what's Rashi telling us? Who cares that Leketchila was Mimidas Adin? Anyways, now there's Midas Arachim. Who cares what the original intention was? Says the Maral, Lahagid Lacha, Shatoivu La'odom Shiye, Oimid Mimidas Adin. A person should try to live his life, that he should survive and he should deserve everything he's getting Mimidas Adin. V'she'ein Sarach Mimidas Arachim. That's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'tchila Levraisa, B'midas Adin. So Mizeh Tira Shekachu Chafetzai Ratzonu, Hashem wants the world B'midas Adin. Rak Yivnei She'en Olam Michlus Gaiyim Bora B'midas Arachim. But Hashem's the Tchila Olam Achshav is B'midas Adin, and therefore that's why a person should try to lead his life not doing averus and being deserving for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashpia to him of B'midas Adin. And the Sfasema says that exactly the same thing. And the truth is that we find that every single person has this inbuilt in his nature. Nobody wants to survive on Rachmin. Nobody wants to be a beggar. Everybody wants to work and deserve what he gets. Because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because that's the Gila of Malchus Shemayim. When there's din in the world, then there's the Gila of Malchus Shemayim. So therefore, our tachlis is that we have to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original intention. And live with Midas Adin. And if we know by Tzadikim, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik by Tzadikim, kachot, hasara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very machmir and punishes for every little slightest flinch of the Tzadikim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the Tzadikim's rotzen is that they should live with Midas Adin, and therefore they should get punished when they deserve to get punished, because the whole matara, the whole purpose of a Tzadik is to live his life to give nachas ruach to Hashem. Hashem wants din in the world, and therefore they makabel upon themselves din for every little punishment, for every little thing that they do wrong. And therefore, even when we sometimes do averus, nevertheless, and even though we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy, but we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is not what we really want. We need mercy. That we really want, and we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the opportunity of living our lives only after Midas Adin. And therefore we know which day of the year is the Shoresh of the whole Bria. Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. And Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Ha Din. Rosh Hashanah is the Betchil Olam HaMachshava. And on Rosh Hashanah we daven to Hashem for mercy. But it's the Yom HaDin, so what are we davening for mercy for? But the answer is, in Shmoyne Esther we don't ask for mercy. In Shmoyne Esther we ask, B'chein, Tein, Pachtecho, Hashem Elekeha, Kol Matzecho. V'yiru'ucho, Kol HaMasim, Yishtachemulach. We're asking for Din. But we know that because we did our veirus, we can't survive if it's just din and therefore we ask for rachmim. But we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight out that even though we're asking for rachmim, it's only for us a big b'dieved, because we'd love to be able to stand and daven and to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't want rachmim, we don't need the rachmim, we've lived our lives accordingly that we can survive a midas din. We should strive to be dovek to the olam hamachshava. But why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create the world with Rachamim as well? Because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, and Hashem put them in Gan Eden. And there is an Eitz Hadas in the Gan Eden there. And the Eitz Hadas might allow a person to do an Avera. And therefore, the world's not going to survive. The tikkun of Adam Rishon, listen carefully to what I'm saying now. The tikkun of Adam Rishon was not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Then everything he would have got, he deserved it al pi midas hadin. Then they would have entered into Shabbos, and then din would have prevailed. His galus from Malchus Shemayim would have prevailed. Lo olam ola netzach netzachim. Adam Arishon was in Gan Eden for avoda, as the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam Arishon, put him in Gan Eden lo avda ola shamra. Adam Rish was created in order to cling to the Tchil Olav HaMachshava. He shouldn't eat from the Eitz Hadas in order that he's going to be deserving to midas it through din. But Hashem knew that there's a nochash. Hashem knew that he created a Koichos Hara as well. And the Koichos Hara are going to try and be pogim in that midas din. The nochash says to Chava, don't worry, you won't die. In other words, there's no din. He was poigim the din. You won't die. Chava scared. There's judgment if I eat from the Eitz Hadas. Says the Nochash, you won't die. Don't worry, said the Nachash. The whole pagam of the chet of the Eitz Hadas was uprooting the potential midas adin, the tchil olam machshava that was to prevail for all the generations. If not for the Nachash, we wouldn't have needed rachamim. Because of the Nachash, he made Adam sin. Therefore, if Adam sins, he deserves to be destroyed. Therefore, Hashem has to introduce midas rachamim. But without the Nachash, listen carefully, there would have been no need for rachamim. And therefore, listen even more carefully. Listen to a beautiful Rashi. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Nachash, after the Nachash sinned, Vayom Hashem Elokim El Nachash, Ki Asisa Zois, because you did this, Ara Ata, you're cursed. Says Rashi, Ki Asisa Zois, Mikan She'ein Mahafchim B'Zchusei Shel Nesis. She'ilu Shal, really, Rashi explains, the Nachash had a big taina. Why are you punishing me, Hashem? If I tell you to do an Avera and you do the Avera, do I deserve punishment? No, because Ein Shliach Le Nedvar Avera. Why? Because the Shliach is going to say, who told him to listen to me? He should listen to you, Hashem. No, the Nachash could have said the same thing. And in Hilchas Dayanim, the Nachash was correct. He didn't deserve punishment. Because in Hilchas Dayanim it says, Veshaftu Eida Vitzilu Eida. If you find a reason that's on the side of the Nachash, on the side of the defendant, that silences the prosecution. You find a Schus on his behalf. And in Hilchas Dayanim, that is a Taina. You can't punish a person for telling somebody else to do an Aveira. The Nachash here is an exception. Somebody who's trying to be a mesis, somebody who's trying to take somebody away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no din in Hilchas Dayanim of trying to find a schus. Because the Nachash had a good time in Hilchas Dayanim, and this is the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kof Tes, because it's a din in Hilchas Dayanim that you can't punish the Nachash al pi din. Because there's a din of schus. The Nachash found a schus for himself. So why was the Nachash punished? Do you know why? Beautiful. Why do we try to find schus? Because the world can't stand on din, and therefore we have to introduce midas rachamim. And because we introduce midas rachamim, you look for a schus in a defendant. It's not all out din. You look for a schus. The Nachash is the one who caused us to have to find the schus. And therefore, when it comes to punishing the Nachash, we're going to take out that siman shulchan aruch. There's no schus. The Nachash has to feel, has to bear the brunt of all our midas adin without schus. Because the only reason why we do have to find rachamim and schus is only because of him. If not for him, they wouldn't have needed to find the schus. And therefore we take out the schus, and he bears the brunt, he feels the brunt of midas adin and all our total midas adin, and therefore that's why he was punished. That's the punishment over here. And then after the chet of the Nachash, midas adin was nifgam, there was a pagam of midas adin, which means people take the law into their own hands. Law is din. People taking the law into their own hands are poigim of midas adin. Cain murders. The first child born into the world is a murderer, taking din into his own hands. The Dor HaMabul says Rashi, le'nechtam gzar din ela ala gezel. Again, gezel, taking the law into their own hands. What happened was that the idea of midas adin was stained, was contaminated, and now people are using din for the wrong things, not to bring out the malchus shemaim, but to bring out their own din, to bring out their own malchus, to take the law into their own hands, to show that they also have power. And therefore, again, the Dor HaMabul, the same thing. They took the law into their own hands. They had to feel the real brunt of din without rachamim, without chesed. How were they killed? They were killed with mayim. And mayim usually represents rachamim and chesed. Michal is the malach of mayim because he's the malach of rachamim. Hashem takes rachamim and kills them with the rachamim. Which means, all out din, there's no more rachamim in the Bria. There used to be chesed and rachamim in the Bria, which was called mayim. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you take the din into your own hands. You're trying to ruin din, is you're going to have to feel the real din and the undiluted din, the din that comes without rachamim. And therefore any trace of rachamim became din, and that was the mayim that erased the whole, that destroyed the whole world. True, nachon. The tchila olam ha'machshava to create the world with din. Hashem saw the world can't survive with din. Enoch Hanami. If you contaminate din, then the tchila b'machshava will prevail. The world can't survive. The world won't survive. The whole world will be destroyed. That's exactly what happened at the Mabul. If you take din, if the door or person takes din and switches the din and makes it their own din, takes the din, the law, into their own hands, then they have to feel the real, they have to bear the real brunt of the din, and a whole din, an undiluted din without rachma. Avraham Avinu, to make a long story short, has to restore the tikkun, and therefore Avraham Avinu has to restore the midas din. Avraham Avinu has to restore the betchila olav b'machshav. Avraham Avinu, he knows midas chesed. How's Avraham Avinu going to restore midas din? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Avraham Avinu a lot of nisyonos. He had 10 nisyonos. What's the purpose of sending somebody a nisayon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests him. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu test him? In order that he should pass his test and work for it and deserve it and get it up in midas din. So words of the Maral again in Gur Arya. Nisayon HaKadosh Baruch Hu letzadikim kedei shitia nimtzas tzidkoson b'midas din. Through the nisyonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu silences the prosecutor. In other words, there's a satan in Shemayim, and the satan says that Klal Yisrael, whoever doing averus, and then demands that they have to be destroyed or punished. And the satan is a prosecutor in the court, every Beit Din has a prosecutor. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Avraham Avinu nisyonos in order to silence the prosecutor. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rashi brings down at the beginning of the Akedah, Achad Zvom O'Eileh, says Rashi, the Satan prosecutes, Achad Zvom Shel Satan Shoyah Mekatreg, V'yoyimeh, the Satan was Mekatreg, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Satan, I'll make an assign, and it'll pass his test, and that will silence the prosecutor. So there's a big din Torah, not a din Torah, there's a big din going on in Shemayim, that Avraham Avinu is not doing things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make him deservant, I'll be din. So Avraham Avinu brings the betchila olam machshava back to HaKadosh, back down to the Bria. And therefore Avraham Avinu is zoicha to have a child who is called Yitzchok. And Yitzchok really represents midas din. And therefore through Avraham Avinu passing the nisyonos, that's how Yitzchok came into the world, who restored the betchila olam machshava, restored the midas din, to create the world, the midas din in the world. Yitzchok has two children, Yaakov and Esav. Esav is din and Yaakov is rachamim, as we know, which means the following. There's two tfisot now. There's two types of worlds. There's an oilam that needs din, that needs rachamim, otherwise it cannot survive. And if you're not mitzar of rachamim, that brings the destruction of the world or the nation, chas v'shalom. And then there's din, that we should deserve midas din. Who would you say is on a high madrega? The one who represents the mitzchila olav b'machshava, undiluted din, or the one that represents the sort of b'di'evit of mixing rachamim into the din? Which is greater? Mitzchila olav b'machshava. Esav was din. Esav was on a higher madrega, a potentially higher madrega than Yaakov Avinu, because Esav represents the din, and that's why Esav was the bechor. Esav came out first, because what's first? Tchila. What's tchila olav b'machshava? Midas din. So who's born first? Esav's born first. That's the chashivas of a bechor. The peter, the poseach, the one who opens the peter rechem, he's the betchila olav b'machshava of all the children. Like the prophet says, we'll come to it later, but Gabi Ruven, Rishis Oini, the Bechor represents the Tchila Olam HaMachshava. Therefore, the mitzvah Puruvu is in Brishis, it's all the Tchila Olam HaMachshava, it's the Shoyrish. And therefore, that's why Esau was the Bechor, because Esau represents Emestik Gvura. He potentially represents Emestik Gvura. And the Tachlis should have been, Esau should have been the Bechor, and we shouldn't have needed any assistance. But Yaakov came out second, hanging on to the Ekev, which means Yaakov says you need to inject the din with a bit of rachamim. He's holding on, you need to be mitzaref. Somebody, tziref means that he's holding, they're holding on each other. And Yaakov's rachamim is holding on to Esau, because the world can't survive just with midas din. You need Yaakov, you need midas rachamim as well. And that's how the two children were born. Esav represents the world of Tikkun, where Midas Adin will prevail, you won't need Rachman. And Yaakov represents the world that needs Rachman, constantly having to ask mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all the Chatoim, etc. Yaakov keeps the world afloat, the world that's not yet B'tikun. And Esav is the Olam HaTikun. Esav is the Bechor. But nevertheless, we know that Esav used the din again, as we said earlier, for himself. Esav was a man of taking the law into his own hands. Al-char b'chotichye. Esav was also a murderer. Because why did Esav become the murderer? Why did Esav have a natural instinct to take the law into his own hands? Because b'shorosho shel inyan, that's what he was representing in Kedusha. He was representing the idea of din, of law. But Esav, don't take the law into your hands. You have to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, bringing the tchila olam b'machshava down to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, so somebody really represents din. But he uses it wrongly. He takes that din and uses it for himself, and he becomes a man of din. He becomes a murderer to take the law into his own hands. Esav missed it. He missed the golden opportunity of bringing the world to Tikkun. And that's why Yitzchok loved Esav, because Yitzchok is Midas HaGvura, Midas HaDin. Yitzchok is the Tchil Olam HaMachshava. Yitzchok's waiting for the world to reach its tachlis, like we're going to see, like we're going to be Zoycha Liyosid Lovay, where everything will be Al Pidin. Who are you going to pass in like Liyosid Lovay? Hillel or Shammai? Shammai, because Liyosid Lovay, it's going to go back Soif Maisa, the Soif of Golos, in other words, the Gula Shlema, is going to be HaMachshava. Tchila, not Machshava Tchila, is the Betchila Olam Machshava, which is Midas Adin. We're going to pass it like Bishamai. So Yitzchok sees Esav bringing the world to its final tikkun, which is the greatest. He likes him more than Yaakov, because Yaakov is only talking about the godless years where Klal Yisrael are doing affairs, so we need the Rachamim. But because Esav misses it, because Esav uses it wrongly, therefore Esav has to lose the Bechorah. Because the Bechor corresponds to the Tchil Olam HaMachshava. And if you take the Tchil Olam HaMachshava and you misuse it, then you lose it. Because, like Rashi says, we mentioned at the beginning of the week, where were the Bechor supposed to do the Avodah? In the Beis HaMikdash, like Rashi says in this week's parasha. Says, Yaakov, I've got to take the Bechor from you because you are a Rashi, you don't deserve to do the Avodah. What's the Oymek Inyan here? Not going into it now, Mitzvah Shem, there'll be plenty of time to say for Shmois. But the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was the Mokum in the Bria of Tchil Olam HaMachshava. Which means there's two Brias. There's a Bria the way it should look, and there's a Bria the way Nebuchadnezzar does look. And the way the Bria looks, that's with Machshava, with Rachamim, we have to daven for Rachamim. But the way the Bria should look is the Tchil Olam HaMachshava is Din. The Mishkan was the Bria the way it should look. And therefore, where did the Sanhedrin, the din of Klal Yisrael, the real din, the Emistika din, where did they sit? In the Beis HaMikdash. And why was Bezalel chosen to build the Mishkan? Because he knew the Oisius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Shemayim Ba'aretz. He knew the Shiroshim of Shemayim Ba'aretz. Therefore he could build the Mishkan, because the Mishkan represents the Tchila Olam HaMachshava, the world, the way the world should look. There's two Brias over here. The Mishkan is a Bria of Midas HaDin B'Tikun. And the rest of the world, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's the Rachamim. And therefore Yaakov says to Esav, you were born the Bechor, because you're supposed to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is the Tchil Olam HaMachshava, and that's where you belong. But you didn't use it correctly. You took the din and used it in the same way as the other people, as the Dor HaMabul used it, as Cain used it. And therefore I've got to take it away from you, and you have to lose it. With that we can understand the difference between Rachel and Leah. It's brought down in the Sfarim, in Torah Or, from Baltani, it's brought down in all the Sfarim. So you do, I'm not going into that. Tikkun Chatzos is a Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah. Leah corresponds to the idea, Leah corresponds to the Bechina of the times, the Tkufa, the period of the Beis HaMikdash. Leah corresponds to the Bechina of Shabbos, corresponds to the Doiris of Tikkun. Rachel corresponds to the Doris of Rachamim. Rachel is Mevake al Boneha when they go down to Golos, as we discussed yesterday. Rachel cries for Rachamim. Leah is Din. And I'm soon going to show you that from a children. Leah is Din. Leah is Machshava. Leah is the Tchil Olam HaMachshava. And Rachel is the Tziruf of Midas HaDin. Yaakov, that's why Leah has to marry Esav. Because Esav is the din, but Esav needs lessons. Esav needs to be taught how to use the din. And that's why he has to marry Leah, in order that Leah represents Machshava, Tchil Olav Machshava. The Siddach between Leah and Esav is going to be the Siddach that's going to bring Esav, is going to re-channel the din to the correct channel, where Esav is going to bring the Bria, Esav and Leah are going to bring the Bria to the Tchil Olav Machshava, to the Soif Maisav Machshava Tchil. Leah has to marry Esav. And if Leah doesn't marry Esav, then Esav doesn't get his chinuch, and then he uses din for the wrong things. But Leah doesn't want to marry Esav. Esav, meanwhile, is a Rasha. And Leah is desperate, she wants to marry Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov Avinu doesn't want Leah. Yaakov Avinu is Rachamim. Yaakov Avinu wants to marry Rachamim, as we discussed yesterday. Even deeper. What's Yaakov's guarantee that if he marries Leah, he marries Din? What's Yaakov's guarantee that his children are going to follow their mother and are going to be Din? Who says they're going to be the correct Din? Perhaps they're going to be the Din like Esav. Dangerous to marry Din. If you succeed, you succeeded all the way. You're attacking the whole world. You're on the highest madriga in the world. If you don't succeed, you're a murderer. You can get down to the worst things if you take the law into your own hands. So it's a risk to marry Leah. And what actually happened in reality? Reuven was born. Later we see in the parasha that Reuven was the Bechor of Leah. Meaning that Reuven was supposed to bring them the tikkun. What does Reuven do? Yaakov rebukes him. Reuven Bechor Yata, Koichi Vereishis Oini, you are the racist. You are the Betchil Olam Machshava, Bereishis Bar the Kid. You are the Betchil Olam Machshava. Do you know what happened? Pachas Kamaim Al Toysaki Alisa Mishkeve Avicha. Says Rashi, what's Yaakov rebuking Reuven about? Hapachas va behola shmi harta lahar is kascha. You showed your anger. Where does anger come? Where does anger stem from? Somebody who's beteva merciful doesn't get angry. Somebody who's beteva forceful, powerful, gvura din, kas. Reuven, I know where your kas comes from. You're a son of Leah, and I always was concerned. To marry Leah, who knows what din she's going to pass down to her children. Next, Shimon Belevi Achim. I'm reading out from the rebuke, the Yaakov's rebuking Shimon and Levi. Kli chamas mechoyer seyem. What was he rebuking them? What did they do? They went out and killed Shechem, a whole city. Where did they get this midah from to go and murder and wipe out a whole city? Let's look in Rashi. Kli chamos is Rashi. Umnuzu shel retzicha. This trade of retzicha. Chamos hu b'yedeim yibirchas Esav izu. Umnus shaloihi. This is Esav's umnus. Ba'atim chamasim oisohim henu. And you grab, you stole your uncle Esav's umnus. Oh. Why is Yaakov so upset? Yaakov's on his deathbed. Because Yaakov's saying that's why he didn't want to marry Leah. He's scared to bring a din that's going to remind of Esav. Because that brings the worst tragedies. That brings the whole Dara Mabel, that brings all the tragedies of Klal Yisrael. When you take the law into your own hands, it's the most dangerous person out. And Leah was also scared of this. Leah knew exactly why Yaakov doesn't want to marry her. And therefore when she said, when she gave birth to Reuven, Shimon and Levi, she was scared to say, Hapam Oideh Hashem. She wasn't sure how they're going to turn out. Who came after Reuben, Shimon and Levi? Yehuda. Then she stopped giving birth. What does Yehuda represent? Ah. La Yasur Shevet mi Yehuda u'mechoykek mi bein raglav. Again in Parshas Vayechi. La Yasur Shevet mi Yehuda, says Rashi. Ah. You see, Gevaltik, HaTorah is Mesukim Midvash. Eilu Roshi Goliath Shebabovel, the Roshi of Sanhedrin. Shiroidim Isam Beshevet, Shimunim Al Pia Malchus, O Machoikek mi Bein Raglov, Tomim Elu Nossi Eretz Yisrael, Atki Yova Shilo, Melech HaMashiach. This is all out there. Layoso Shevet, what do they use a Shevet for? What does a Shevet mean? A staff to hit. But Yehuda knew how to act out Midas Adin. Yehuda knew what Midas Adin was all about. Who came from the Midas Adin of Yehuda? The Sanhedrin, the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. the Rashi Golias in Bavel. That's Din La'amitoi. When can Leah turn around to Yaakov and say, here you have the Tikkun of Midas HaDin by Yehuda? Reuben and Shimon and Levi, there was still a trace, a chut asara, a hairbreadth of Esav in their din. Came to Yehuda. Yehuda was kulei din. Yehuda is a melech. A melech b'mishpat yamid ha'aretz. Yehuda is kulei malchus, kulei din. But which din? The din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The betchila all of a machshava, that was nizgal at Yehuda. Says the pasuk, Leah stopped having children. That's all Leah needed. To turn around to Yaakov and prove him and show him that this is what Yehuda is, the child that's going to be the greatest of the greatest. Because when you take din and use it properly, you go back all the way to the Tchil Olam HaMachshava. And you go all the way to the Soif Maisa, which is Melech HaMashiach that comes from Yehuda. When Melech HaMashiach is going to be Nizgala, that Halach is like Bishamai, and he's going to be Nizgala, Asid Lavai, that the emes is that the world is going to prevail the Midas HaDin, and that was Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon and Levi, we're not ready for that. That's why the Talmud Miledes, she stopped having children when she had Yehuda. Leah didn't have children first. Rachel didn't have children straight away, and eventually when she did have a child, that was Yosef, and Yosef was the one who fed the world when there was a famine in the world. In other words, Yosef is the one of Rachmanis. He keeps the world going when the world's in difficulties. That's the children of Yaakov and Rachel. Keeping the world afloat when times are difficult. That's Rachmanis. That's not the Tikkun. That's not the Etzem HaTikkun. The Etzem HaTikkun is Dafka with Yehuda. Dafka with Allah is going to be like Mishamai. Dafka Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin is going to prevail. Mashiach ben David. That's the Oymek Inyan over here, what's going on. And we know this carries on, it's not for now, we'll come to it to Mitzvah Shem later. But we know that Yaakov was punished with the whole story of Dinah and Shechem. Why? Says Rashi, because when Esav and Parshas Vayishlach, when Esav met up with Yaakov, doesn't say a word where Dinah was. Why? Says Rashi, that Yaakov hid Dinah in a box that Esav shouldn't want to marry her. And therefore Yaakov was punished that he didn't let Dinah marry Esav. Because Dinah would have been Makarev Esav, would have brought Esav to his tikkun. I ask you, Metz Hashem, 20 years down the line, Beis Hashem, you want to marry off your children, and I suggest you take your daughter and you marry him off to the biggest Rasha. Why? Because it's the mitzvah of Kiruv. Let's go. What's the taina of Yaakov supposed to let Dinah marry Esav? Because Dinah will bring Esav back? You're supposed to find the finest guy in yeshiva for your daughters in Metz Hashem. Don't look for any Esavs. Is why was Yaakov punished? The Teretz says, because Leah was supposed to marry Esav. Leah was supposed to marry Esav. And she didn't. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a daughter. And if Hashem gave her a daughter, what was that daughter's name? Dinah. And Dinah's Miloshoin? Din. So Leah passed down the koyach of Din that she had to Dinah in order to give a second chance to Esav. This is all Ashkocha Protest, to give a second chance to Esav to be metakin the Din of Esav. Oh, this was supposed to be the best Shidduch that was going to bring the Midas HaDin of the Soif Maisav, the Tchil Olam HaMachshava. And that stopped. They stopped it a second time from happening. And therefore that's why the whole story came about with Shem. In other words, you don't want to be metakin Esav. You're scared. You don't want to risk your children to be metakin Esav. Do you know what's going to come out of this whole story of Shechem? That your children are going to act like Esav. Dinah went to Shechem. Shechem took her. Shimon and Levi got angry. They wiped out the whole Shechem. Wiping out Shechem reminds us of who? Esav. So you, as if you would have let Dinah marry Esav, and that would have brought the tikkun, and therefore Esav would have been the tikkun. There wouldn't have been any kilkul in Esav's din. The world would have been fine. You didn't let that happen because you're scared for your children. Your children are going to be the ones who are going to have a streak of Esav in them later. Where? In this mokum of Shechem that the whole story of Dinah took place. And that's why Shechem remained forever a mokum Peronius, as Rashi says later. Shechem is a mokum of Peronius. Because Shechem was the mokum where they were supposed to make the din into din, and they made the din into taking the law into your own hands. And that's why Shechem always remained a mokum of Peronius. That's the oymekrein.
And therefore, coming back, as I'm coming back to what we said at the beginning, we have to realize that Lasid Lovay Metz Hashem, we're going to be Zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is going to be Nizgala, Chentim Pachdecha. And therefore, even now, during Golus, we have to try, and when we make a serious Cheshvan and Nefesh with ourselves, this Parsha teaches us that our whole goal, the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Mizgala the Malchus Shemaim. When we try to live our lives up Pidin, comes to an Aveira, we say to ourselves, if we do this Aveira, we're going to need lots of Rachamim. We need lots of Rachamim that's Kaviyachal causing Tzar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'tchil Olam Machshava Din. And Tzadikim want to do Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they try to live their lives up Pidin. Let's try to live our lives up Pidin. The Yetzirah comes to us, the Nachash comes to us. We remember that the Nachash is the one who took away the Din of Tikkun, as we discussed earlier, and therefore let's not listen to the Nachash and the Yetzirah. Let's try to live our lives only with Torah and Mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim to deserve what we get. And the more Din we bring into the world, the more emistic a din of tikkun that we bring into the world, the closer we're reaching, we're arriving in Metz Hashem to the times of the Psak Din being like B'Shamay, where we'll live in a world of tikkun ha-din, lo'olam netzach netzachim.